This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 8th, 2023. From the mountains of North Bohemia to the International Space Station, we've got it all for you this week, and amateur radio is along for the ride. At the 21st International Amateur Radio Union World Amateur Radio Direction Finding, ARDF Championship in Czech Republic, USA competitors won a silver medal for an individual competition, as well as 2 bronze team medals. ARDF, also known as radio orienteering, is a multi-skilled sport that involves running and navigation using only a map and compass. Competitors use 2-meter or 80-meter radio receivers to locate multiple transmitters hidden in a forest, and that sport directly applies to important activities such as search and rescue, wildlife tracking, airborne and seaborne navigation, and communications. The competition involved mountainous terrain, intricate navigational challenges, and periods of rain and elite racing. The USA fielded its largest team ever, including 21 athletes, with 7 competing in a world championship for the first time. The IARU and Czech Radio Club hosted the event in the mountainous region of North Bohemia, with 28 countries and nearly 400 racers attending. Ruth Brommer, WB4QZG, won a silver medal in the W65 category during the 3.5 MHz fox-oaring event that combines orienteering and transmitter, fox hunting. Nadia Charloud, KO4ADV, and Natalia Leone earned a bronze team medal in the W55 category for 144 MHz classic competition. Several USA athletes also finished within the top 10 results in nearly all of the classes, including 2 fourth-place finishes by Charloud. ARRL's ARDF committee chair, Charles Charloud, NZ0I, who also raced, has a positive take on the USA team. They successfully navigated well-designed courses on rugged terrain against a field of skilled and experienced competitors. The USA Radio Orienteering Championship will be held in Michigan on October 7th through the 13th in 2024, and Team USA will select its team members for the 2025 USA Championship, and that team will travel to Lithuania in 2025 to compete in the 22nd World ARDF Championship. Thanks to the ARRL ARDF Committee and Event Director Joseph Burkhart, KE8MKR, for the information contained in this story. And you can read more at ARRL.org. On August 28th, students at Bowman Middle School in Bakersville, North Carolina, talked to NASA astronaut Steve Bowen, KI-5BKB, who was on board the International Space Station. For months, 22 students had been preparing for a 10-minute window to ask Bowen about his time and experiences on the ISS. They were able to ask 13 questions like, what is it like to be in space, and is the crew doing any research on diseases that affect humans? Section manager of the ARRL North Carolina section, Marv Hoffman, WA4NC, presented the Supporting Upgrading Growing Amateur Radio Sugar Award to the school and to STEM teacher Dan Hobson for arranging that ISS contact. Hobson said the watching and static are suspenseful, but when you hear the man's voice or that person's voice come over the air, the kids know it is really happening. Bowen, by the way, returned to Earth with the SpaceX 6 crew on September 5th. U.S. Congresswoman Virginia Fox also attended the event. She called that experience a stellar opportunity. ARIS is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communication and Navigation SCAN program, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. September 2023 has been proclaimed National Preparedness Month, and to raise awareness of the importance of being prepared for sudden disasters and emergency. That's what that's all about. President Biden's proclamation issued on August 31st stressed the need to work together to help prepare for and recover from disasters. That proclamation stated, in America, we pride ourselves on emerging from every crisis stronger than we entered it. That is because our people are resilient, and when we invest in preparing them for disasters and unforeseen disasters, we can meet every challenge together. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, said National Preparedness Month is a good time for hams to make sure they are ready for emergencies. Johnston offered the following advice. During the months of September, we encourage hams to check their preparedness and ensure they are ready for any type of event. Check your go kit, charge your batteries, and ensure everything is working properly and ready to go if the need arises. And that could be right at home, and your backup gear or your go kit may be all you need to get on the air. Johnston also advised hams to check more than just radio gear, stating, make sure you have enough food and water to get by for a period of time. Have your medications listed and pack that list in your go kit or somewhere you will have it available. Prepare for anything. It is important to make sure your family is safe before you begin any possible activation. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has announced that their 2023 Ready campaign theme, Take Control 1-2-3, focuses on preparing older adults in communities that are disproportionately impacted by all-hazard events. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said, with the Atlantic hurricane season now underway, it is imperative that we advocate for the well-being of our nation's older adults and champion them as valued, honored, and respected members of our communities. Emergency managers and all those who work with and support older adult communities now have access to new FEMA web pages in English and Spanish at FEMA.gov. And you can read President Biden's full proclamation for the National Preparedness Month and more on this story at ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5D0, is here this week with his AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Have you thought about roving and working satellites, but do not really know what you will need? This can be done with very little equipment or with a lot of equipment. You can start out with a dual-band HT and an Arrow, Elk, or similar antenna. A headset will make it a bit easier to hear. Adding a digital recorder to the output, and you will not have to log all those contacts. Plus, you will have the time the recording started. To grow on this setup, you can add a second HT. Now you have one for TX and one for RX. Now, to get a little more on the expensive side, plus much easier to operate, you can get a satellite-ready radio, like the older ICOM 810, 910, 9100, or the newer 9700. A Kenwood TS-2000 will also work fine. Along with that, some type of controller for Doppler. There are a few on the market. I mentioned the satellite-ready radios because they tune in 1 Hz steps. This allows you to tune without missing anything that you might with an HT tuning step, which are much, much larger. You can get out there and rove very easily or make it a nice roving station. Whatever works for you. I have done it with a single HT, dual HTs, and taking my base station radio. Whichever setup you choose, practice a bit beforehand so that you're familiar with changing frequencies, pointing your antenna at the satellite, and pressing your push to talk at the same time. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
As always, Bruce, thanks for that report. The Collins Amateur Radio Club Station, W0CXX in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is planning 3 special events to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Collins Radio. Arthur A. Collins, 1909 to 1987, founded Collins Radio Company in 1933 and produced shortwave equipment before supplying equipment for the commercial broadcast industry. The company also built radios for amateur radio use, of course. After several mergers and acquisitions, the company began producing avionics for the aviation and aerospace industries and is now Collins Aerospace, a subsidiary of Raytheon Technologies. On September 9th, W0CXX will host a special event station celebrating Arthur Collins' birthday. That will be from 1400 UTC to 2000 UTC. On October 14th, a special event station will be in operation from 1400 UTC to 2000 UTC to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Collins Radio. Then on November 18th, the third special event station will operate from 1500 UTC to 2100 UTC to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the club's charter. More information is available on the club's website, W0CXX. A silent key to report this week, David Dave Lee Coons, WTAW, former director of the ARRL Great Lakes Division, passed away on September 2, 2023. Coons joined ARRL in 1963 and was a member of the ARRL Diamond Club. According to his obituary published in the Dayton Daily News, Coons was a disabled veteran of the United States Navy, having served during the Korean War. He retired from his role as postmaster of the Miamisburg, Ohio Post Office after 37 years with the United States Postal Service. Coons served in numerous volunteer roles within the amateur radio community, including vice director of the ARRL Great Lakes Division from 1996 to 1998 and director from 1998 to 2000. He was also a volunteer examiner through the ARRL VEC. Coons was active in leadership of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, where he served as president, vice president, and secretary at different times, and he also served as chairman of the Dayton Hamvention Flea Market Committee and on the Communications Committee. Dave Coons was 92 years old. In radio sport this week, the year-long VOTA event, ARRL Volunteers on the Air, continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including September 6th through the 12th, Oregon, W1AW/7, and Maine, W1AW/1. September 16th through the 22nd, Vermont, W1AW/1, and Oklahoma, W1AW/5. Upcoming contest on September 9th, the VHF FOC QSO Party, that's CW. September 9th through the 10th, the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on September 9th through the 10th, the WAEDX Contest, Single Sideband. September 9th, the Ohio State Parks on the Air, that is phone. September 9th through the 10th, the Alabama QSO Party, CW and phone there. And also on September 9th, the ARRL September VHF Contest, that's CW phone and digital. And a reminder, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Some upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On September 10th, it's the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention and Hamfest. That's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. September 22nd through the 23rd, the HRO Superfest, hosting the ARRL Wisconsin State Convention. That's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And September 23rd, the Red River Radio Amateurs 2023 Hamfest, sponsoring the ARRL Dakota Division Convention. That's in West Fargo, North Dakota. And finally this week, thanks to the Fannin County Amateur Radio Club in Bonham, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.